mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome and thank you so much for joining us on this July 14th, Tuesday edition of the Worldwide Broadcast as we attempt to alert our fellow humans across the planet to the fact that a scientific dictatorship in the last 100 years has been financed by the world's elite based in Europe, England, and the United States predominantly, and that they are carrying out planetary eugenics, chemical, biological, and radiological attacks against all of us on record, and that they are now intensifying their programs of soft kill, beta testing their operations. All the evidence is clear. They are preparing in the near future for a massive jump point from just soft killing 30 million people in Africa, a few million in the rest of the world with HIV, and other engineered bioweapons to more advanced, more degenerative systems that have a faster kill rate. Now, I'm not going to just open the start of the show up with this today, though. I'm going to cover it in the second hour because I reviewed some of the last few days' radio I've done, Sunday and Monday, and there's a lot of key points and background I didn't cover, and I want to just coldly and matter-of-factly cover some of the information that we haven't gone over in the second hour today. And so in the second hour today, I'm going to go over all that information. We also have Michael Shedlock to talk about some of the different organizations and companies and brokerage firms, including himself and his organization, that track the real unemployment rates, the real inflation rates. So the global economic analysis head will be joining us coming up in the third hour today. And then Larry Pratt is popping in to give us the latest attacks on the Second Amendment and Judge Sotomayor's activities. You know, I watched some of her hearing yesterday, and it was sophomoric, to say the least, pure emotion. It was all about how all the greatness she'd had as a woman and as a Hispanic, and about her mommy and her daddy. And if you don't like her, you're a racist. See, if I don't want to turn my guns in, I'm a racist. I don't like Hispanics. And if I don't want to have federal government control all hiring and firing, and if I think somebody who's Hispanic that gets a higher test score than a black person, if I think a Hispanic person should get the job, I'm a racist. And if I think a white person that gets a higher test score than a Hispanic should get the job, I'm a racist. If I think a white cop gets a better test score than a Hispanic cop, and that he gets passed over for promotion and the Hispanic gets the promotion, I'm a racist if I think that's discriminatory. If a black man gets a better score than a black woman, well, if I think the black man should get the job instead of the black woman who made a lower score, I'm a racist. It's all part of race politics playing us off against each other. So we'll talk about the Supreme Court head who wrote a book. In fact, I have a copy of it. I had it around here somewhere last night. I got to go run around the office and find it. I was reading it and don't know where I left it. I looked for it for a few minutes before I went on air, but I have the quotes where she believes in total gun ban. She believes you have no right to keep and bear arms. Boy, that sounds like a good Supreme Court justice. But see, if I don't turn my guns in, I'm racist. This is the Soviet-style mind control. We're going to open the phones up on this issue and a bunch of other issues in the next segment. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Directly to your calls in T-minus 3 minutes. Stay with us. Infowars.com, the front line of the InfoWar.
aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll free, 877-327-0365.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have founded the front lines of the info war. I am Alex Jones. This is your wartime broadcast transmission to everybody in occupied territories around the planet under occupied New World Order control. Humanity is waking up. Humanity is beginning to realize the technocracy that is being built around us, the electronic technological enslavement system control grid. There is hope. We can break the spell of mind control that is over the population. The globalists do not have total control over the planet yet. They are trying to perfect their tracking and tracing and surveillance and oppression system. They are moving very, very quickly because they know we are becoming wise to them. But as their grid expands, as it locks down more and more, it will be harder and harder to break free. So we should not take for granted the fact that we are on air, that we still have YouTube, that we still have Google. Well, they've actually shut down Google Video where you can't upload. That we still have some internet freedom, that we can still have our websites. The government's openly announcing worldwide. The planetary government is openly announcing plans to shut down and curtail and restrict and tax and trace the internet. We don't have long. We've got to fight on multi-fronts to keep the internet free and open while understanding the enemy's already shutting it down and using it every day that we can to get the word out to the people. Look, they have a bunch of mandatory flu vaccine news all over the newspapers and TV, how they're going to forcibly inject the population. It's on Good Morning America. It's on Fox. It's on CNN. They're talking about forced inoculations for the entire British population, the entire U.S. population, a federally mandated triple shot produced by Baxter Pharmaceutical, who was caught mixing the weaponized bird flu with vaccine in Europe. There was then vaccine trials, but the London Telegraph and French news agency will not report what vaccine company it was that did the bird flu trials and killed a bunch of people. They just say folks died. It's all tying into eugenics, and I want to break down what I see happening in the next hour. So a very important next hour. We're going to get into the economy in the third hour, and then the Second Amendment, your phone calls, and Sonia Sotomayor. And all the other things that are happening in our economy and our society, that is coming up. But I keep promising myself that I'm going to do a little bit better job about actually getting to your calls. And so I'm going to open the transmission up right now with your phone calls. Let's go to them now on this 14th day of July, 2009. Jeff in Texas is first out of the gate. Jeff.
Hi, I want to address this eugenics-based school of thought that there's not enough food on the earth to feed our huge population, and give an example of how that's false. I was doing some research recently on Lawrence of Arabia and how he led a band of Bedouins across the Nefu Desert to attack the Turkish-controlled Gulf of Aqaba in Jordan. And while I was researching it, I was tracing their steps over Google Earth. And as I panned out looking at the whole Saudi Arabian subcontinent, I was making out these strange patterns. And there were huge clusters of these little dots. And as I zoomed in, at first they looked like black circles. And I thought, are these like pools of oil? So I zoomed in a little closer, and there's thousands of these things. And they're actually green circles. And if you get in closer and closer, you'll see that they're green fields fed by these circular radial sprinkler systems.
Yeah, what they're doing is they have desalinization facilities, and they're greening Israel, they're greening Jordan, they're greening Saudi Arabia. Humans actually, in many cases in history, green areas and develop areas, but the globalists know that the Earth is doing just fine. That's why they're recklessly engaging in cross-species genetic engineering that I believe is an actual threat. A lot of top scientists and geneticists and engineers, genetic engineers, have documented. That's why they're so reckless. It's all about training the public to turn off their survival instinct. And what the establishment does with psychological warfare is they take our individual survival instinct, and there's only one thing that trumps our individual survival instinct, and that is the tribal survival instinct, where a warrior or a woman, if cornered in that case as well, will actually fight to the death willingly and go through great levels of pain and dismemberment before succumbing when they activate the tribal survival mechanisms, sectors of the brain. The enemy is going in and activating tribal survival mechanisms, saying the earth will die, humanity will die, if we don't have carbon taxes and green police and micromanage every facet of your life. That's why they've got History Channel and Discovery Channel and CNN and Fox and ABC news pieces saying the earth is dying. We will all soon die. Houston will soon be swallowed by the Gulf of Mexico. We've got to build an emergency dome over Houston. They put this on the news every week in Houston. We're all dead. Global warming's going to release bioweapons. It's going to kill everyone. So when they really do release the bioweapons, folks will think, oh, we brought it on ourselves. It's a plague. It's God. When really it's the elites playing God, and they've taken our survival mechanism and turned it in against itself. But I'm sorry, you were talking about greening of the earth.
Yeah, so I did a little checking on it, and it turns out Saudi Arabia is becoming a net exporter of wheat and barley, and not only are they getting their water from desalinization plants,
but wells.
From deep water wells, and we've got
and
import getting
it
from Chile.
And they're getting it from moisture evaporators. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, we've got import pears from Chile here in Texas. Give me a break.
It was all done by design. Well said, sir. I appreciate your call. Very well said. the globalists brag. I mean, this is public policy that they pay companies to offsource. They put regulations, fines, and fees on farmers and ranchers, and they set up cartels in the distribution of farm products to where it's economically impossible to have sustainable agriculture in the United States. Further domestication. It's all about shutting you down. There's a word for it. It's the most total form of war. It is the oldest form of war. It is called siege. You are under siege. Siege. Government is a siege engine to destroy all independence, all strength, all standalone, families, communities, organizations, races, ethnic groups, all the global homogenization, the global corporate culture that is death, that families are bad, and children are bad, and old people are bad, and let's euthanize everyone. Read the newspapers. Read Tom Daschle's book about euthanizing the old and not giving someone who's over 60 eye surgery. It isn't some right-wing Republican piece of propaganda about the health care bill and the health care plan. It says rationing. They've done rationing in Germany and England and Canada. Tony Blair in the House of Commons, I have a video of it somewhere around here, 5 years ago was asked, hey, this person waited 18 months for brain surgery and died when it was completely operable, the 98% success rate, but you got to have it within 6 months, and the person waited 18 months and died. And Tony Blair said, yes, that's true. They were above 60. You want government health care? You want the eugenicist to have control? Ah, let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to Todd in Alabama. Todd, you're on the air. Todd dropped off. Okay. WC in Texas. WC, you're on the air.
Brother Jones, how's it going?
Good, sir.
Well, I just want to let you know of some small victories that's taking place out here in Deep East Texas. Basically, real quick, I'm 26 years old. I've been awake for about 3 years now. I have to confess, I woke up to Behold the Pale Horse, written by Mr. Bill Cooper. It was eye-opening. And as I was backpacking through Australia, New Zealand, around that part, I met so many people from around the world, the international community, that is even more awake than the common man here on the street. So I've made it my personal goal to come back here and inform all these good-hearted, well-intentioned rednecks out here. And
you are a missionary. All of us are special forces operatives fighting for free humanity under emergency species survival. And you've all got to activate immediately in your area and begin deprogramming operations. It is life and death situation. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, I agree. And I've also been unofficially involved with HoustonTruth.org here in the greater Houston area. And given the population here, the illusion is still alive and well in the Houston area as people feel like that everything's still okay. They still have a job. They're still turning a false profit. And
NASCAR still on?
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, got to worry about the restrictor plate instead of learning who is really restricting us and who is eventually going to keep the food off our plate if we don't wake them up to Codex Alimentarius, how that is snowballing on us. And
animal
so
ID,
many.
Premises ID.
Yes, sir. It's scary. And when you talk to folks about it, they look at you like you have completely been mind wiped. And I
well, that's why the best weapon is Endgame and Terror Storm and Obama deception. Just give them a film and say, hey, Bubba, tell me what you think of this.
Sure, I do. And even after I hand it to them and they watch it and I get their feedback, they say, well, how come we didn't know about this? How come? And then you go into all the different ways of how it's right there in front of your face. It's just not apparent.
But remember, stay there. I'm going to hold you over. But remember that you plant a seed, it takes time to grow. So it's only your job to plant the seed, to give them the warning, and then they're going to laugh now, but later, and it may be when their family's dying from a bioweapon attack launched by the globalists, they'll at least wake up then and get religion.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worry how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse,
but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals. For your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package. And I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a Make Sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128. And take charge of your future, and thank you.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Next hour, when I get into eugenics, I want to talk a little bit about the overall architecture of what the New World Order is building and what they plan to set up. Let me give you a little headline of what ties into it. This is from Fox News Today. Upcoming military robot could feed on dead bodies. See, their food source is going to be us. Movies like Terminator, folks, the term Skynet, that's what the eugenicists called for 50 years ago. In fact, more than that, if you watch the film made in the 30s, out of H.G. Wells' book, Things to Come, the United Nations forces come in and biologically use weapons to kill you. And then they have their robot forces that mop you up, and they, many of the actual documents talk about how they're going to feed their robots with our dead bodies. Oh, now it's the Pentagon's plan. Oh. See, you cannot imagine the fathomless evil. Can you imagine if those in those Terminator movies, if it had the robots feeding themselves with little biological engines off of our dead flesh so they keep going and going till we're all dead? And the entire military is converting over to robots, to drones. And then the globalists don't need you anymore, military. They can just launch their operation. They have robots that work on the robots and the big mech factories. I know that sounds like 2009. Oh, it is 2009. We're in Buck Rogers. But see, we're in this frozen level of technological development, while the elite are in the more advanced technological system that's suppressed from the public via national security. Going back to WC, and we're going to go to Andrew, Sampson, Russell, Alexander, and others. Go ahead, WC, finish up your point.
Yes, sir. Just wanted to end with this. Here in Houston, we have a core group of patriots here at HoustonTruth.org that are bona fide and peaceful. We always stress the peaceful part because there's been some strange things occurring, because I really feel like we are making a difference here. But anyone listening?
No, they send feds in. They send army in. That's admitted in Houston. And they say, let's go carry out violence. And you just got to photograph them and put their face on the web. The way to handle these operatives is to photograph them. Pull a camera out and say, I know you're fed. And they'll freak out and run off. Because you got to watch them. They'll plant drugs on you, anything. These are immoral, anti-American criminals. They're equivalent of Nazis or Soviet agents under Stalin. They are complete enemies.
Right. Well, I just wanted to say, next Monday, we meet at the Black Labrador Pub at 7 p.m. Anyone listening in the Houston area, please come out if you want to make a difference peacefully, handing out true information.
Got it. But at the same time, we don't have to just keep monitoring we're peaceful. Because when the feds show up to say, let's go kill cops, you just take a photo of them, walk out to their car, and post it on the web and say, this person's a cop. And they'll always be a cop or special forces. They've been busy pulling Iraqis' little kids' teeth out in front of their mamas and raping them with battery acid. That's in the Army's own report. And now they're back here to kill the country. We're going to have to deal with them, period. All right, let's go ahead and take another call here. Andrew in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, I think I know what I like best about you.
What's that?
You get people to think for themselves. Anyway, in relation to the recent decision, especially with the Supreme Court determining that a person does not have the constitutional right to DNA testing to prove their innocence, as I recall, there was about 32,500 at last count from the DOJ as to prisoners who are asking for the DNA testing.
And they found that a third of people tested on death row are innocent. And the government likes to send innocent people to prison. It's all part of the fun. And, no, it's just a completely corrupt, bankrupt system run by criminals.
That, since for about 3 or 4 years now, the DOJ has had about $7 million budgeted specifically for testing those prisoners, they won't spend a cent of it. Not one cent. Just on a quick side note, just for all the listeners out there, one of my little hobbies is to stand outside of the state-run prison facility during shift change with a drug dog. Well, you could see how clearly a lot of the guards, about 30% of them, will run off to their vehicle, and there'll be a lockdown at the prison because so many guards called in sick kind of thing. And the rest of the guards, they hate these guys because they know that they're causing a lot of the issues inside the prison because... simply like this, something that will cost you $4 worth of tobacco. They're in prison for $100. You know, same thing with all the other things. It's a way to doubly enslave these people. It's not so much that you're even putting them there, but then you're putting them there and then giving them very things that...
We've confirmed in Austin, the parole officers tell all these homeless people, you bring me money or you're going back to prison. And so that's why they're so aggressively panhandling. Of course, everything goes to the government. Even the zombie homeless people are there to bring the government the money.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudge since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around.
All right, coming up.
The hairs on your arm.
In 26 minutes from now, I'm going to do an hour on wide spectrum eugenics, which is the overall plan and program, in light of the White House science czar directing right at 90% of technological development in the United States, right at 90% of all the university and private funding for pure research is paid for by the federal government, by DARPA, that Eisenhower warned us about back in 1960 in his farewell address. And he's saying forced abortions, infanticide, put drugs and chemicals in the food, water, and the air to sterilize you, eugenics, euthanize the old. It's all happening. But in light of that, I thought I'd go over their plan for forced flu shots in the fall. Now, I'm not saying they're going to get away with this, but they're announcing it's going to be forced and announcing they're going to try to do it in England and the United States. Three shots. It's a new special shot. They really care about you and want you to take it. They also want to sterilize you and publicly say so, but so let's just trust them and take it. So that is coming up the next hour, and I'm going to continue with your phone calls with Russell, Alexander, Steve, John, and others that are patiently holding. For the next 5-6 minutes, I'd like him to pop in once a month or so. Marty Schachter owner of Calbin Pure Soap Company out in beautiful Oakland, California. They've been organic since before organic was even cool. 1947, you can do the math, that's 62 years or so. Started it with his father when he got back from World War II. He was in the chemical corps and noticed that the soaps were no longer available on store shelves made out of vegetable and fruit essences. It was all suddenly chemical distillates from chemical plants, from oil refineries. And so they started Calbin Pure Soap. And now 60-plus years later, you're actually able to buy it from them for the first time ever to Genesis listeners. Now, they've been advertising here for 5 years. Before that, it was only to hotels and hospitals and to big institutions because they wanted good soap. The folks running things know what real soap is. They're the ones that give you chemical weapons as your soap, all part of a big joke for them. And so I wanted to bring Marty up to tell you a little bit about his fine products and the tote bag, the sampler tote bag. And you know what? I clean under my arms with Calbin bar soap. I wash my hair with Calbin shampoo today. Not even because they're a sponsor, because it's the best soap out there. I've tried it all. It's the best. And that's what we use in my house, what we wash our clothes with. Marty, good to have you here with us.
Thank you, Alex. I love your endorsement. That was beautiful.
Well, I only push and promote what I believe in. God, guts, and guns, and Calbin Pure Soap.
That's wonderful. I appreciate talking to you and your listeners. It's always a joy every month to do that.
Marty, tell us about the tote bag and why people should get a sampler of it.
Well, you know, there's such a big difference between the detergents that are sold in the supermarket and the soaps that we make, the old-fashioned soaps, which doesn't create lint and all the skin problems and all the toxicity. The products on the shelf are junk science. They're synthetic. They're chemicals. They don't do the job they're supposed to. They deteriorate the clothing. They rust out the washing machine. We don't do that. We're old-fashioned. We make soap from the 18th, 19th, and early 20th century, when soap was the most common item sold in the marketplace, like White King, like Ivory Soap, like does everything. All these products that are gone. We still make soap that triple concentrated, nothing like it in the country. You will not only use it, you will not only like it, you will love it. We create love affairs with all the users of our all-natural, pure soap. You've got to get it. You've got to try it. You've got to believe this is the best for you. And all you're going to say after is, where have you been all my life? I never heard of you. We're the world's best-kept secret.
Well, also,
never heard of us.
But also, Marty, cutting through, not buying Procter & Gamble and all those guys with their massive advertising budgets of billions a year that they pass on and cost to people, because your factory directors, there's not all the middlemen, there's not all the distribution, it's just from your factory directly to their doorstep, directly to their home, and so it's 85% off supermarket cost on average.
That's the savings that we offer. No distributor, no jobber, no wholesaler, no one in between to mark up the products 50% and more. We sell it direct. We guarantee it unconditionally. I mean, we're talking about satisfaction guaranteed or double your dirt back.
Marty, fire out the toll-free number for folks to call and get one of the sampler tote bags. Fire out the website.
1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. My son is waiting for you. My daughter is waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. Let us change you. Let us take you out of coach and put you into first class.
Absolutely. Give them the toll-free number, Marty.
1-800-340-7091. Or look us on the web, 5starsoap.com or Infowars.com. We're there to serve you, to guarantee it, to clean you, to make sure to save you a fortune of monies that are going down the drain every day with Procter & Gamble, Lever Brothers, Colgate. We mention their names because they're the ones that are giving you all this junk science, this hypnotism, this way of buy our product. Well, we don't do that. We rather educate you than sell you. Educate you to a better life, better cleanliness, better future.
Yeah, the absolutely. It's five is the number, or you can spell it out. Fivestarsoap.com, fivestarsoap.com. A banner up on JonesReport.com and Infowars.com if you forget the URL. That number one more time, Marty.
1-800-340-7091. We're awaiting you. We'll take care of you like the supermarket does not take care of you. We will.
Now, Marty, give us your departing customary limerick.
Well, I've been so many requests for this limerick that I want to do it a little slower so that people can write it down. Are you ready to write it down? Here we go. A bee's a busy little soul. He has no time for birth control. That is why in times like these, we have so many sons of bees.
Oh, well, it's getting a huge applause there, ladies and gentlemen. Where is that coming from? Oh, my gosh. The guys are fans for you in there, so they gave you that. Now we're turning into the Johnny Carson Show, and Jaron Neihardt is your Ed McMahon. Hey, Marty, keep it up. You're one in a million. God bless you.
Thank you, Alex. Talk to you soon.
You bet. Fivestarsub.com. Take care, my friend. Have a great week. Okay. All right, coming up is my eugenics breakdown. I've spent the last few days covering it, but I want to just coldly go over it and kind of give you the big picture as well and how this whole control grid ties into it coming up in about 20 minutes. Right now, let's continue with your phone calls. Let's talk to Samson in Alabama. Samson, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Alex? I just want to thank you for everything you talk about. I have two things I want to talk to you about. The first thing is I went to Questia.com when I heard about that eco-science book, and I started looking at it. It's just, like, crazy, the sheer charts and everything. I've been looking over that book ever since I heard about it, the charts and just the whole plan they got in that book is just crazy.
And this is a proposal, government-funded policy report written by Bush's, one of Bush's top science advisors, and co-authored by John P. Holdren. So it's just like you've got John Kerry and George W. Bush both being related, being cousins, and being from the same secret fraternity that only has 10 members a year, 150 living members or thereabouts, and then they magically run against each other in 2002. You've got the two people that co-author a government policy book. That's what this was written for, as a proposal for policy. This is the guy who was the head of Harvard, and he writes it with Bush's science advisor. I mean, they mean business. And what's incredible is NewsHounds, one of the kind of establishment liberal websites, came out and basically said that we were making this up and that it was right-wing propaganda when we just posted the scans and pages and footnotes of his book. And we have thousands of other pieces of data. And he says global government, CPS to take everyone's children, forced sterilization, poisoning the water, food, the air. He's the same guy in the Associated Press calling for spraying aluminum dioxide on us, which admittedly gives you Alzheimer's and all sorts of neurodegenerative diseases. That's on AP and Reuters. And they send me emails and they comment in our stories saying we're lying scum, and a major website says we are liars and it doesn't exist. I mean, and I was looking at videos of myself on YouTube, just scanning through them real fast, reading the comments, and they're going, Alex Jones is insane. This is all lies. So it doesn't matter if you can go to Amazon.com and buy the guy's book. Doesn't matter if we've got it. Doesn't matter if we post scans of it. It doesn't exist. Just like Al Gore isn't calling for world government. Just like they said 3 years ago, the carbon tax. I had Rothschild on, heir to the Rothschild fortune, David de Rothschild on, son of Lord Rothschild. And I said, your carbon tax is a tax. And he said, no, there's no tax. You're a liar, and laughed at me. And then now they've passed the tax. I mean, I'm getting emails saying it's not a tax. Do you understand the willful ignorance, Samson?
Yeah, I understand it all. Have you saw all the quotes they have in that book of just Eugenics? That's all that's in that book. Is like every other page, they just have massive quotes upon quotes, and like the end of each page. Have you saw that in that book?
I'm going to be honest with you. I became aware of this last Friday. I spent several hours Saturday and Sunday reading 200-plus pages of it. It's 1,100 bad boys long. Others are reading through it, and we've already found and posted, I don't know, 20, 30 quotes where he says, we will forcibly drug you. We will take your children. Everyone will be ruled by social workers. We're going to put implantable chips in you. We're going to control you. We're going to euthanize every. I mean, these people, we're going to use wars. We're going to use famine, just like State Department Memorandum 200. Official government policy says it. And no, I have not. I'm busy trying to finish the film I'm making and do radio shows and finish a book. And yes, I'm battling to read the whole book. I am battling to try to read the whole thing. And we don't even have the personnel. We're trying to hire more people. That takes time. I'm not whining. Then we've got to watch out for infiltration. We have had an infiltrator before. I mean, I'm living in the real world. I'm living under hardcore enemy operations while trying to fight and warn the people. I'm getting just smashed by mainstream media, smashed by operatives. And I'm not whining. I'm just saying, folks, this is real. This is real. You're under chemical attack right now. You're under biological attack. Mayday. This is real. Everybody fend for themselves, and you realize the general public is totally sucking their thumbs, not even aware of they're in a war zone under soft-kill eugenics attack. I appreciate your call, Samson. Watch out for Delilah. Russell in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I was wanting to talk about the judge appointment today, how they're doing it up there.
Sotomayor openly says there should be no Second Amendment in a book she wrote calling for total gun confiscation. I have the quotes.
Hey, Alex, this takes me back to the verse in the Bible that goes, my rock
turn your
is not
guns in, turn your guns in, or you don't like Puerto Ricans.
My rock is not like their rock, even our enemies themselves being judges. You ever heard that one? Well,
yes.
Barack Obama, I want to try to put this real nice because I don't want to sound racist or anything.
Bow before him.
If I had been a slave and cried out because of slavery, and I was going to be the first black president of a major nation, right? Would you tell your people to get on your knees and be raped like a pedophile and be a homosexual? And another thing, would you tell your people to give them hope? Would you tell them, well, kill your children by committing abortion?
That's very racist. I appreciate your call. How dare you be against him authorizing and then doubling the funding for forced abortions in Africa under UN operations? How dare you not want to kill black babies? If you were Margaret Sanger and called black subhuman weeds that had to be killed in public published books, you would be worshipped in Time magazine as a loving liberal. But because you don't want to kill blacks, you're a racist! That is the most sickening racism I've ever heard. Sick. 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 Hand your guns in to Sotomayor. Learn to worship her. Russell in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead, Russell, you're on the air. I just talked to Russell. I'm out of my mind today. Alexander in Canada.
Yes.
Alexander, go ahead, sir.
Yes, I wanted to talk to you about the H1N1 virus. A lot of people have the misconception of thinking that it's an actual biological, earthly virus. But what they don't know, and the history books don't say, is back in the day there was no such virus that would kill like millions of people all in one shot, and then they're giving out 3 vaccines for that one virus.
Trust them. The government has a history of killing troops and blacks and Native Americans and foster children in chemical, biological, radiological tests. I think it's totally normal to just trust them and take all the injections.
Exactly. It's like the mothers
are saying, God, are you a racist, too? You're against killing black babies? That's racist.
Not even. Look, in Canada,
liberal.
In Canada, you know what's funny is a lot of people are liberal in Canada.
Oh, it's in the news. They take the Native Americans in Canada and still kill them. If you're just murdering them, you're racist. Oh, you don't want to murder the natives? Oh, my God, you're racist. Oh.
And the worst part is the whole scheme is they shoot it on the news, right? They shoot the H1N1 virus as if it's a pandemic. That's what
they call it. They'll have like one death a week in the West.
Exactly.
One death in England. It's like fear-mongering, and they're on the news, and they saying, don't worry, the triple injection's almost ready. Never mind, you're going to be sterilized and die of cancer. Oh, it's so good. It's so liberal. Oh, it's for the earth.
And the worst part is you got a mother saying, oh, my little child just took the 3 vaccines and he's all right. And then you got a little kid, a random kid coming on with a big smile on his face saying, I feel fine, you know.
I love the injection. Oh, it's good. They're only calling to sterilize us. They only call to euthanize us with implantable viruses in their own documents. Take the shots. Trust them. Oh, my gosh, what's wrong with you people? Oh, it's so liberal.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable. For around 75 cents per day, each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. First 500 callers that call 1-800-210-1922 right now will get a free one-week supply with no obligation, no credit card, and no auto ship. That number again is 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeed.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb.
Reality is so much more intense and amazing than fiction. It's so hard to grasp all the unspeakably wonderful things in life. And we tend to get even distracted by those and don't notice the true threats lurking beneath the waves. But there are psychopathic control freaks, scientific eugenicists, almost in complete planetary control, and they are killing all of us with degenerative soft-kill weapons. And they'll try to cook the numbers like they cook the CPI, or they cook the unemployment numbers, or they cook inflation numbers. They cook the life-death rate numbers. Every time I cover eugenics, in fact, I'm getting emails going, well, if they want to kill us, how come we're living longer? These are government textbooks. These are State Department official U.S. government policies. It isn't, this is my opinion. This is going on. You understand that? Comprende? But I know the people like that that email me. They're not even listening to the show. They don't care. They just want to rationalize and dismiss what I'm saying so they don't have to worry about it. And I understand. Believe me, I wish this wasn't the case. I wish it wasn't true. So that's coming up in the next hour. But it's so horrible, people have trouble dealing with it. It's so wild. But they admit they put sodium fluoride in the water to medicate us, to sterilize us. It attacks those glands in a big way. To dumb us down, it increases bone cancer and many other cancers. That's the government's own admissions, and they put it in the water. Well, they put a lot more in the water, pal. I've got all these emails and calls and documents getting emailed to me about how, yeah, they're putting hundreds of things in our water now. You know, I work at a plant. I'm going to try to get some photos and send them to you. The slaves will just see the photos and say it's made up. You know, you can even show them city purchase orders for all the chemicals they're putting in, they know, that sterilize the people. People like getting cancer. They like burying their kids. They like their kids' hair falling out and dying of cancer and blood coming out their nose. It's fun. I mean, you must like it. You're not listening to me. You're laughing at me. It isn't a joke. This isn't a joke. That's why I'm not even worried about them killing me. When I get on an airplane, I'm not worried about the New World Order doing something to me. When I walk out in a parking lot late at night, I'm not worried. Because you know what? Nothing you can do to me even begins to compare to what you've already done to my psyche, knowing I'm in a freak show run by psychopathic killers, and I can't even wake up the general public because they're completely brain dead in a coma under mind control from chemicals and television. See, I got my head screwed on straight, folks. I'm red-blooded. I'm red-blooded. When I see a bunch of pencil-neck, pointed-head, know-it-all, sicko, Nazi control freaks masquerading with their beards and long hair like a bunch of scumbag hippies, funded by the Rothschilds and Rockefellers and the Queen of England and Prince Philip, who every time they open their mouths talk about how they want to kill us, I get angry and I'm sick of it. And I'm telling the military and police and all of you that serve this system, you listen to me and you listen good. You better get up off your butt and you better research the claims I've made and you better find out I'm telling you the truth. Because I, for the life of me, don't know why you like drinking their sodium fluoride and taking their shots and trusting these killers. All you got to do is take the challenge and research my claims. We posted all government documents up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And all you got to do is take the challenge and start down that rabbit hole. And believe me, then you're going to call me up and say, Alex, it's worse than you said. That's right. It's so bad I can't even describe it.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.